to a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Anybody hurt themselves. God orders or God directs the path that each and every one of us will take in this life. Although our path may be unknown to us, God knows what lies ahead in our future, past, present, and future. That's the God that we serve. God is aware of our successes as well as our failures. He's aware of it all in our life. He knows the hairs on our head. So he knows me intricately. He knows everything about me. For what's in our future is known by God, and God is guiding or directing or helping us along the path that he has set for us. God is a way maker. Moses knew something about the way maker, Bruce, when he went to the Red Sea. And all of the obstacle was against him, Charles, and yet the Lord simply opened up the sea. I don't care how the scientists and others have theorized that the sea couldn't possibly have opened. Is there anything too hard for God? They don't know the God that created the heavens and the earth. For in the beginning, God created it all, Darrell. And because God created it all, is there anything too hard for our God? My brothers and sisters, Ecclesiastes tells us our life's journey will have its ups and downs. But when we stay with the Lord, that journey will take us all the way from earth to glory. My brothers and sisters, life is an adventure. It's an adventure filled with the unexpected, the unanticipated, the unpredicted, and the unforeseen journeys. I have often questioned, God, why am I here? He said, because you don't know the future. Why did you put me here? You don't know the path. Why am I going this way? You don't know the direction. But I have sanctioned, declared, and decreed it from the very foundation of the world. Before you even got here, I already knew what you was going to do. I already saw you coming this way. I already laid the foundation for everything that would happen. Just follow the plan. Just follow the path. Just follow the direction. And I will open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. My brothers and sisters, I'm reminded as I think back how our parents and our grandparents would sing songs like, the road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb, Donald. But he said, I started out a long time ago. But there is no doubt in my mind. I have decided to make who? Jesus my choice. This road has never been declared to be easy. When you think the road is easy, look out, because there's some stuff coming around the corner. But when you have decided to make Jesus your choice, you have decided on the very best choice in the world. How many of us remember songs like that? Song that remind us to stay on course. When we place our trust in the Lord, he is able to make your road smooth. He is able to make your crooked places straight and your high places low. God is able to lead you through and guide you through and direct you through life. He did it for Abraham, Joseph, and Moses. and God will do it for you. Even David said, there will come a time when we will all have to walk through the valley of the shadows of death. But the Lord is there with us. He said, lo, I am with you always. I am the maker, the creator, the sustainer, the provider for everything. You are never alone. Even in the midst of your shortcoming, you are never alone. Even in the midst of opposition there, you are never alone. Even in the midst of your trials, your tribulation, you are never alone. My brothers and sisters, David is directing us into what God has ordained for us. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we don't have to fear anything, for the Lord says, I've got you. I'm with you. All we need to do is walk with the Lord in the path of righteousness, where the Lord will keep us for his name's sake. And the reason why is because very reputation is on the line. In the last days, men will challenge you as to what you profess, you say, you believe. So I ask the definitive question, are these the last days? What do you see? I ask the demonstrative question, what are you observing as you see the things that are transforming right behind in our very eyes? Hurricanes in the Gulf, in the Caribbean, wars over in Ukraine, and leaders threatening economic financial ruins of the world, not just for a country, but for a world. When we see all of these things happening, what time is it? Are we certainly in the last days? When the truth becomes a lie and the lie becomes the truth, what are we doing today? And what are we seeing right before our very eyes? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. I shared with my Bible study, how can we tell it's going to rain, but we can't tell when the Lord is coming? Anyhow, the Lord has given all of us an assurance, and that assurance is according to his word. Because, Dwayne, he hid it in our heart so that we won't sin against him. My brothers and sisters, although our path or our plan may be unknown to us, God the Father knows what lies ahead in our future. God is aware of our successes and even our failures in life. But what I love about the Lord is that he is working things out for our good. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know. I know the plans, or I know the direction, or I know the path I have for you, said the Lord. Plans to prosper you, Dwayne, and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God is all-knowing, and this statement has reference to Israel and how they would experience difficult times, and they did. But God says, my plan is to prosper you and not harm you. My plan is to give you hope and a future. That time, we don't understand God's plan because we don't understand the future. My brothers and sisters, all of what I just said in Jeremiah 20:11 about I know the plans I have for you, your direction was fulfilled and came to pass in 1948. When Israel became a nation, God's plan was fulfilled. We're talking hundreds of years that the nation of Israel did not know God's plan, did not understand it, but God told Abraham that I will make you the father of many nations. That nation didn't come into flourishing until 1948. So I say to you, God has an eternity to do exactly what he said he would do. Whether you would see it, whether Abraham saw it, we see it today according to God's infallible word. He said, I know the plans I have for you. All you have to do is stick to the plan. Because this road is going to get rough and the going will get tough and the hills will be hard to climb. But stay with the plan because I know the plan I have for you. The plans to profit you and a plan for your success. We see a blessing in Psalm 37 verses 25 and 26. For it states, I have been young. Any young folks in the house? But now I'm old. I know there's a whole bunch of young folks. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed or his descendants begging bread. He is very merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Past tense. See, we don't understand blessing because we haven't been into nothing. But when you've seen people who are really poor, when you've seen churches that really don't have anything, then you understand how blessed we really are. When you see folks putting pennies in a plate instead of dollars in the plate, then you'll understand how blessed you are. But I can't afford to pay my bill. I know people who ain't even got houses. But yet God, who owned the silver as well as the gold, but God, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, but God, who owns it all, is above all, who provides for us all, is in us all. And if you dare to trust the Lord says, I will be your way maker. Yes, sir. My brothers and sisters, this verse tells us that God will never forsake us. It's no matter how young, how old we are, he will always be there. For God loves us so much that we are constantly on his mind. How do you know it, Pastor? It's right here. For what is man that thou art mindful of him, and a son of man that thou visitest him? We are always on God's mind. We are created in his image and likeness. We are special. He made us a little lower than the angels and crowned us with authority that we would share his infallible word so that men will know who he is. My brothers and sisters, God loves us. You, my brothers, are fearfully and wonderfully made. For marvelous are his work. And we were made, not created. You missed it. We were made, not created. And God said, let there be. And God said, let there be fish in the sea. And God said, let there be fowls in the air. And God even said, there be angels in the firmaments. But when it came to man, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. It had nothing to do with physical stuff. It had absolutely nothing to do with the stuff that we gravitate toward. Had nothing to do with everything that's around us. But it had absolutely everything to do with a spiritual man. Because God is a spirit. And if we are in his image and likeness, that is spiritual.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe that.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.